it off. He can do it all. Even punts. Working off the left hash. Too wide each way. Morneau in the pistol. Man behind him is number 25, Mitch Kennedy. And now we have a third timeout called by Bad Axe in the half. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's 28-8, Cass City leads.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Bad Axe moving the ball well. This drive started on their own 2-yard line. Five first downs later, now they're facing a 2nd and 12 from Cass City's 30. It's a quarterback keeper, Morneau, right through the middle. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage and then some, down to about the 26-yard line. A 5-yard gain, tackled by number 65 of Cass City, Jacob Perry.
Somebody's got to start blocking that young man.
Actually, a 4-yard gain. Third and 8 now. For Morneau and the Hatchets.
This just in from the Harbor Beach Memphis game. Eli Kraft with a 97-yard interception return for a score.
So, Harbor Beach, pretty much a 2-touchdown swing right there. Third and 8, screen pass to the right to Labors, caught at the 30, and now he dives down to the 20-yard line. He's going to be shy of the first down. They actually mark him down at the 19. It's going to be fairly close to the first down marker, an 8-yard gain for the completion from Morneau to Labor.
Drew Field with the tackle for the Red Hawk defense.
And they're calling fourth down. So now after calling on the sticks on the chain gang for a 1-yard, clearly first down, now they're saying he's shy. And it's a 4th and inches now at the 19-yard line of Cass City. Bad Axe now into the Red Hawk red zone. Morneau into the huddle, talking things over. 3 to play in the first half. Bad Axe trails 8-28 to the visiting Cass City Red Hawks. Two wide to the left, two men behind Morneau in the backfield. And it's actually they fumble it. Morneau has to pick it back up, and he dives on the second effort. Gets all the way down to the 17-yard line. Enough for the first down. Converts on fourth down. Bad Axe doing it all right now on offense. A 3-yard gain and first down, Hatchets.
Jacob Perry with yet another tackle for Cass City. But, boy, that play looked disastrous from the beginning for Bad Axe. The ball dropped straight to the ground, hopped right up off the ground like it was a basketball right back to him. And he had the skills to hang on to it and dive across the first down marker. Heck of a play by the sophomore, Morneau.
A heads-up play by the sophomore as well. Trips to the right, and they're looking to pass downfield, and it's nearly caught at the 5-yard line. Hit the hands three times by number 81, Joe Amon. The junior wide receiver couldn't bring it in, and it falls incomplete.
Joe Amon lined up in the slot on the far side of the field. Took about 5 steps and a quick slant route to the middle of the field and a good throw. I don't know where else you want it, and you hit him right in the hands.
Morneau now 9 for 12 for 99 yards and a touchdown. Very impressive numbers so far for the sophomore quarterback. 2nd and 10, just inside the right hash are the Hatchets. Clock stopped at 2:21 momentarily. Trips to the right, one to the left. Morneau keeping it down to the middle. And Cassie starting to catch on, but not until after they dives all the way down to the 13-yard line. Morneau, after a broken play, still gets 5 yards, now 3rd and 5.
Number 71, Sam Boots with the tackle for Cass City.
Bad Axe facing yet another third down here. Morneau jogging back in from the sidelines. 1:55 left in the first half. Clock winding down. Cass City started this game out with a 14-0 lead. Bad Axe responded with a touchdown, but then Cass City tacked on 14 more points. Three wide to the right. One to the left. Screen pass to the right to number 7, Hines, at the 10-yard line and down to about the 6-yard line. He has the first down. And now a first and goal situation for the Hatchets, brought down just inside of the near sideline. Well, I was ahead of myself. They're now calling on the chain gang. They want to measure this one.
Tackle made by number 27, Drew Field.
The ball is at the 6-yard line. And the first down marker is close there. And now...
Bring on the chain gang.
They called the chain gang on, then they called him off, and then they called him back on. It almost sounds like Obamacare in the Washington, D.C. If it is a first down, obviously it will be a first down. If not, it's a fourth down situation for Bad Axe, very close to the first down marker.
At halftime, Lakers leads USA 14-0.
Ooh. And as they say, he's short by 3 inches. As Mike Meiser says, it is a game of inches. And showing right there. So now a fourth down for Bad Axe inside of the 6-yard line for Bad Axe.
Sometimes it's up to 39 inches.
39 inches, better known as a meter or a yard and 3 inches. Depends what you're looking at, depends what system you're using for all of our listeners across the bay to Canada. Minute 34, huge market over there in Goderich, Michigan. Now fourth down for Bad Axe after I lost all train of thought. And now Cass City calls a timeout, so we're losing all momentum here with 94 seconds left before halftime. It's Cass City 28, Bad Axe 8. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's a fourth down in inches for Bad Axe coming out at the Cass City 6-yard line. Cass City now finally just called their third time out of the half. Coming back onto the field, Bad Axe is ready to go. Looks like they'll have two wide each way. Morneau under in the pistol, and behind him is number 25, Mitch Kennedy, the senior running back. Morneau in the pistol. Goes right for it. Dives right across. He's across the 5-yard line, down to the 4. Gets down past the first down marker by about a yard and a half. Or a meter, might you say again. And it's a first and goal situation for Bad Axe.
Andy Collins gets his first tackle of the night for Cass City. Very simple play with Morneau in that pistol. About two to three paces behind the center. Just took it and dove straight ahead and got just enough for the first down.
So first and goal now for Bad Axe. Their fan base likes as well. Two wide each way. Man in motion, that's Hines. And it's Morneau keeper across the 3, and he's met right there. Cass City helmet, Przanowski. That's 65. Jacob Perry should have known. His helmet came off, so he comes out for a play. No gain on the play. Maybe even a loss of a yard at the 4-yard line. Second and goal.
This is actually a perfect time for Bad Axe to strike here. Perry been all over the field on defense for Cass City. He's got to take the play off as he gets his helmet fixed. Good chance for Bad Axe here to strike and maybe gain some momentum going into the half.
Same formation. Morneau in the pistol. Man in motion, Tyler Labor. And Morneau